Human resources. She's not the person I usually deal with from HR, but her name and voice sound familiar. Holy crap! I try not to swear out loud when I remember who she is. From the monthly company meetings. She's the VP in charge of HR. Good morning, Laura, I say with forced cheer. What can I do for you? She responds, When will you be in the office? I'd like to meet as soon as possible. I hate vague requests to meet. I only do them when I'm trying to schedule a time to chew someone out or fire them. Wait. Is Laura calling because someone wants to fire me? Was there an outage I didn't respond to quickly enough? As an IT operations guy, the career-ending outage is the joke my peers and I tell one another daily. We agree to meet at her desk in a half hour, but when she doesn't share any more details, I say in my most cajoling voice, Laura, what's this all about? Is there a problem in my group? Or am I the one in trouble? I laugh extra loudly so she hears it over the phone. No, it's nothing like that, she says breezily. You could even say this is good news. Thanks, Bill. When she hangs up, I try to think of what good news would even look like these days. When I can't, I turn the radio back on and immediately hear a commercial from our largest retailing competitor. They're talking about their unparalleled customer service and a breathtaking new offering that allows people to customize their cars with their friends online. The ad is brilliant. I'd use the service in a second if I weren't such a loyal company man. How do they keep bringing such incredible new capabilities to market while we remain stuck in the mud? I turn the radio off. Despite all our hard work and late nights, the competition keeps leapfrogging us. When our marketing people hear this ad, they'll go ballistic, because they're likely art or music majors, not people with a technology background. They'll publicly promise the impossible, and IT will have to figure out how to deliver. Each year, it gets harder. We have to do more with less to simultaneously maintain competitiveness and reduce costs. Some days, I think that it can't be done. Maybe I spent too much time as a sergeant in the Marines. You learn that you argue your case as best as you can with your officer, but sometimes you have to say, "Yes, sir," and then go take that hill. I pull into the parking lot. 3 years ago, finding an empty parking spot was impossible. Now, after all the layoffs, parking is rarely a problem. When I walk into Building 5, where Laura and her staff reside, I immediately notice how nicely furnished it is. I can smell the new carpeting, and there's even classy wood paneling on the walls. Suddenly, the paint and carpet in my building seem decades overdue for replacement. That's IT's lot in life. At least we're not in a dingy, dimly lit, dank basement, like in the British TV show, The IT Crowd. When I get to Laura's office, she looks up and smiles. Good seeing you again, Bill. She extends her hand, which I shake. Have a seat while I see whether Steve Masters is available to meet. Steve Masters? Our CEO? She picks up and dials her phone while I sit down, looking around. The last time I was here was a couple of years ago, when HR notified us that we needed to dedicate a room for nursing mothers. We were critically short of office and meeting space, and we had big project deadlines looming. We merely wanted to use a conference room in a different building. However, Wes made it sound like we were a bunch of 1950s madmen Neanderthals. Shortly afterward, we were both summoned here for a half day of political rehabilitation and sensitivity training. Thanks, Wes. Among other things, Wes is in charge of the networks, which is why I track network outages so closely. Laura thanks the person on the other end of the phone and turns back to me. Thanks for coming down on short notice. How is your family doing these days? She asks. My brow furrows. If I wanted to chit-chat, there are many people I'd rather talk to than someone in HR. I force myself to banter about our families and kids, trying not to think about my other pressing commitments. Eventually, I say, without much grace, So what can I do for you this morning? Of course. She pauses and then says, Effective as of this morning, Luke and Damon